This year is dedicated to the Ilui Nishom of Chaim Yisocha Ben Yechiel Zeidel Doiv, Chaim Feigenbaum, our unforgettable friend. He should be a Meretz Yosher for his family. The shiur is also dedicated to the Refuah Shleima of Dr. Belazan, a wonderful person, totally dedicated to Torah, to his fellow Jews, Rabbi Yitzchok Yankov ben Bas Yesorosh, HaKodesh Baruch Yishlach Lo Refuah Shleima Min HaShamayim L'Ramach Yevoro V'Shasa Gidav. The topic we will be discussing today is in Yonah D'Yoyma. We have entered Yemei Ben HaMetzorim, the 21 days between Shavuos HaBetamuz and Tisha B'Av. And this week, both those fast days are Nidche. Both are actually on Shabbos, fall on Shabbos, and they are postponed or pushed off to Sunday. So, what we will basically be discussing is the concept of Tisha B'Av Nidche. When Tisha B'Av falls on Shabbos, it is put off to Sunday, as we find in the Mishnah Megillah Daf Hei Yomed Aleph. And the basic question we will be dealing with is, how do we define Tisha B'Av Nidche? Is it similar to any other fast day that is postponed from Shabbos to Sunday? Or maybe there is something different, something unique about Tisha B'Av when it's Nidche, because the famous Gemara in Tanas Daf Chof Tes Amud Aleph, also in Yerushalmi Megillah Hayomid Beis, the Gemara describes the various different stages of the Chorban. Zayin B'Av, the Romans came into the Beis Mikdash and they desecrated the Beis Mikdash. They were Machal the Beis Mikdash, Bahoilis, Bachilib, Shtir. Tisha B'Av, in the afternoon, they put the Beis Mikdash to fire. And Asoro B'Av, the 10th day of Av, Nislaf Ruboi Shal Heichol. So Rabbi Yochanan argues in Masechet Tanis, if I would be there in that generation at that time, I would argue that the fast has to be on Asoro B'Av, because most of the Beis Hamikdash was actually burnt on the 10th day of Av. However, the Chachamim argue that Atchule de Paranusa Adifa, what is more important is the day in which the Beis Mikdash was put to fire, was torched, and therefore the Tainus was established on Tisha B'Av. So there is room to argue that when Tisha B'Av falls on Shabbos, it would only be natural that Asar B'Av be the day, because actually Asar B'Av in its own merit should be a day of fasting, of mourning. Nevertheless, Tisha B'Av was chosen because that was the day in which it was put to fire, but when we cannot fast on Tisha B'Av, it would only be natural that Asar B'Av should be a day of mourning in itself. And maybe that is the understanding, the proper understanding of Tisha B'Av Nidche. The first of Gedolei Yisrael that came up with this svara was the Turei Yevan. Turei Yevan in Megillah Daf Hei Yomed Aleph on the Gemara, when the Gemara explains Tisha B'Av falls on Shabbos, it is postponed to Sunday. Why, when Tanis Esther falls on Shabbos, it is put forward, and we have Tanis Esther on Friday or Thursday when Purim falls on Shabbos. So why Tanis Esther Magdimin and Tisha B'Av Ma'acharim? The Gemara says, Agdume Peronusa Lo Magdiminan. We're dealing with a day of Midas Adin, a day of grief, a day of mourning. We do not want to make it earlier, but rather later. And the Turei Yevan asks, why wouldn't the Gemara give a simple explanation? If we could make Tisha B'Av earlier or later, it would only be natural to put it off and postpone it for Sunday, because that is Asur B'Av, and Asur B'Av was actually a day of destruction. So the Turei Yevan comes up with an interesting answer, which is a bit of a doichik to my taste, and he says, but the Gemara says, on the 7th day of Av and the 8th day of Av, the Goyim were already in the Beis HaMikdash, and they were Mechalal as a Kodesh, and therefore Once again, it would make sense to make it earlier, Zayin or Chesbav, and Lav Davka Sura B'av, but nevertheless, the Torah even does come up with this Savora that maybe Tisha B'av Nidcha is not only merely like other Tzaymis Nidchim, but there is something essentially different about Tisha B'av Nidcha because the Sura B'av is in itself a terrible day of mourning and a day in which the Beis Hamikdash was actually burnt to ashes. The Chassam Sofer came up with a similar svara, quoted by his great son, the Ksav Sofer and Simon Kuf Aleph. And the Chassam Sofer discusses an interesting passage that we find in Megillah Daf Yomid Beis. The Gemara says, Bikish Rebbe Lakor Tisha B'Av. That is what Rebbe Loza says in the name of Reb Hanina. Bikish Rebbe La'akor Tisha B'Av. And the Gemara says, quotes Rebbe Abba Zavda says that doesn't mean that Rebbe actually wanted to be Mevatel and Oike Tisha B'Av, but rather Tisha B'Av Nitche fell on Shabbos, pushed off to Sunday, and Rebbe argued Kivin Shenitche Yedocha, and the Chachamim didn't agree. The Chachamim said, no, it is not totally non-existent, but if it falls on Shabbos, it should be pushed off and postponed to Moitzoy Shabbos. And the Gemara says, after Rav Aviv Azavda corrected Rav Alosa that the Kavona wasn't Bikish Rabbi Lakar Tisha B'Av, but rather Tisha B'Av Nidcha, Rav Alosa says, Toivim Mashnaim and Wechad, and Rashi says, Rav Alosa expresses gratitude and thanks to Rav Aviv Azavda for correcting his mistake. And Chassam Sofer asked in a shir he gave him, a Masechet Megillah, it's not in the Tshuvas Chassam Sofer to the best of my knowledge, but rather the Ksav Sofer quoting his great father, and he asked, well, why is this a contradiction? Maybe Rebbe actually said different things in different times at different stages. First of all, he wanted to be Mevatel Tisha B'Av entirely, and when his opinion wasn't accepted, then he made a second argument, at least Tisha B'Av Nidcha. So the Chassam Sofer said a svara like this. Tosfos asks, what's the Havamina that Rebbe wanted to be Mevatel Tisha B'Av? That is not totally unreasonable. Tisha B'Av is Takonas HaNeviim. The Novi Zechariah speaks about Tzomer Avisa, Machamishi, Tzomer Shviv, Tzomer Asiri. How could Rebbe be Mevatel Tisha B'Av? Ein Bezen Yochal Vatel Deve Bezen Chaveiro Yerem Ken Godel Emeno B'Chochmo Uveminyan. So Tosfos has two different explanations. One of them is that Rebbe wanted to be Mevatel Tisha B'Av and going back to the svara that we mentioned before in Taras Av Choftes, Rabbi Yochanan says maybe Asara B'Av should be the proper day and not Tshi'i B'Av, and that was the Havamina that Bikish Rabbi Lakar Tisha B'Av. So the Chassam Sofer, in accordance to Divrei HaTosfos, says these two arguments are Tata de Satri, because if Rabbi wanted to maintain that Tisha B'Av should be an Asura B'Av, that means that Asira B'Av is so much significant in its own, because that is the day Shebo Nisafru B'Shel Hechel, then it would be very unreasonable that the same person, that the same sage, should argue that there should be no Tisha B'Av Nidcha, because if Asura B'Av in its own merit should be a day of mourning, then definitely Tisha B'Av Nidcha has to do with the fact that Asura B'Av should be and could be a day of mourning. And therefore it's either this or that. That is the svara that the Ksav Sofer quotes from the Chassam Sofer. So we learned that the Chassam Sofer, in a similar vein to the Torah Yevan, understood that Tisha B'Av Nidcha might be different than other Tzaymes that are Nidcha. Other Tzaymes that are Nidcha, basically, it is just a technical thing, because Shabbos we can't fast, so it is pushed off to Sunday. However, Tisha B'Av Nidcha has a different understanding and a different depth, because Asura B'Av actually was the day Shebo Nisraf Rubo Shel Hecha. There are various sugyas in Halacha that could have a more enhanced interpretation according to this svara. First of all, the Ksav Sofer in that same Shuvah Sinakuf Aleph says, maybe this will explain the machlokes that we find in Tav Kuf Nun Dalad Sif Yutes. Tisha B'Av Shechal B'Shabbos, and it is pushed off to Sunday. Does a person have to adhere to Avelas Bitzina on Shabbos? Is Shabbos totally void of DNA Avelas? Or would it be like any Ovel on Shabbos, Avelas of Hesias also, Avelas Bitzina still applies? So the Rechabit says there is no Avelas whatsoever Tisha B'Av Shechalias B'Shabbos, even not Avelas Bitzina. The Ramo says our minig is to be Machmar. So the Ksav Sofer suggests, according to the Mechaber, Tisha B'Av Nidcheh is different than another tzayim that's Nidcheh. It is not only because we cannot actually perform Minhag Avelas on Shabbos, and therefore the Minhagim and the Dinim has to be Nidcheh for after Shabbos. It is because Asura B'Av is actually in place of Tisha B'Av, because essentially both of these days are fitting to be days of mourning and fasting. Tisha B'Av only has precedence, but when Tisha B'Av is out of the question because it falls on Shabbos, actually Asura B'Av is everything. And that is the opinion of the Mechaber. There is not even Avodas Zitzina on Shabbos, because Shabbos isn't really a day of mourning when Tisha B'Av falls on Shabbos, but rather Asura B'Av. The Ramo does not maintain the Svara of the Turi Eben of the Chasam Sofer, and according to the Ramo, no. Tisha B'Av Nidcheh is like any other fast day that's Nidcheh, and therefore Avodas Zitzina should be Noheg. Another machlokes we find regarding Tisha B'Av Shechalias B'Shabbos is in Tav Kuf Nun Aleph Siv Dalet. And in this case, the Mechaber and Shulchan Aruch brings two dissenting opinions. Tisha B'Av Shechal B'Shabbos, and it is postponed to Sunday. Would the week before have a din of Shavuot Shechal B'Tisha B'Av? So the Mechaber writes, it does not have a din of Shavuot Shechal B'Tisha B'Av. And the source of this halacha is a Yerushalmi in Masechet Tanis of Chof Hayom Ed Beis. However, Yeshoim Lim, that the week before does have a din of Shavuot Shechal B'Tisha B'Av, because after all, Tisha B'Av is Shabbos. It is only technically put off to Echad B'Shabbos, to Sunday, and therefore the week before Shabbos does have a din of Shavuot Shechal B'Tisha B'Av with all the chumras and all the halachas. One of the klolim we have in Kloli HaPsak of the Mechaber is when he brings two opinions. He brings the first opinion B'Stoma and the second opinion Yeshamrim. Ikar da'atoi, the halachas in accordance to the first opinion, and in this case as well. What would the machloikis be? Well, one could suggest the same basic question that we presented before. If we say that it is merely a technical nidcheh, like any other fast day that is nidcheh, then there is room to argue that the week before Shabbos should be considered Shavuot Shechal Bo Tisha B'Av. However, if Asira B'Av becomes essentially the day of fasting and mourning because of the tragedy that befell Klal Yisrael on Asura B'Av, in that case it would be more reasonable to argue that the week before Shabbos is not considered Shavuot Shechal Bo Tisha B'Av. And if we accept this interpretation, then actually the Beis Yosef goes Lishitosoi, because on both issues, whether Avelas Ditzina is Noyeg on Shabbos, the shit of the Mechaber is no, and we explain why not. Because the Asura B'Av steps in, and it is actually the basic day of mourning, not Tisha B'Av, when Tisha B'Av falls on Shabbos. Lishitosei, the Mechaber maintains, Ikar HaLocha, that the week before Shabbos would not be considered Shavuot Shechal Bo Tisha B'Av. There's another topic, another question, in which this interpretation might be relevant, and that is an interesting tshuva we find in Tshuvas Maharsham, Chela Gimel Siman Shin Samach Gimel. And the question he deals with is a cotton shehigdel ba'asor ba'av Tisha B'Av Nidcheh. Tisha B'Av falls on Shabbos, and a boy becomes bar mitzvah on Sunday. Is he mechuyev me'ikar adin to fast on Tisha B'Av Nidcheh? This is the day of his bar mitzvah. So regarding tashlumen, one of the basic axioms in Dina Tashlumen is one that is potter be'ikarayom is potter be'tashlumin. Tashlumin is only if a person basically had a chiyuv, but for some given reason he couldn't perform his chiyuv. But when a person was potter me'ikaradin on the ikara chiyuv, he has no chiyuv of tashlumin. So in Shuvas Marsham, this svara is actually not the Marsham's, but the Rav that turned to the Marsham, the Shoel in Shuvas Marsham, Chele Gimel Simen Shin Samach Gimel, and he suggests a discussion of this nature. If we say Tisha B'Av is merely Nidcha, like any other Yom Tzom that's Nidcha, then the Kotan should be exempt from the fasting on Sunday, because Shabbos he wasn't Bar Mitzvah yet, so he was Potter, so that he doesn't have a Chiyuv of Tashlumin. However, if the understanding of Tisha B'Av Nidcha is line number 2, different than any other time Nidcha, when Tisha B'Av falls on Shabbos, actually Asur B'Av is the fast day, that is the day of mourning, and then we would argue that a Kotan Shehidl is Chayiv. The Marsham takes a discussion on a different path. We will not discuss what the Marsham has to say about this issue today. I just wanted to fill in the svara of the Shoel in the Marsham, who was obviously a major Talmud Chacham in his own merit, and it fits into the basic question that we are dealing with today. How do we define Tisha B'Av Nidcha? Another interesting source is also an additional sugya regarding Tisha B'Av Nidcha, and that is in Siman Tav Kuf Nun Tes Siv Tes. The Mechaber writes that a Baal Bris, a person who was either a Moel or a Sandik or the father of a baby in the day of the Bris, does not have to be Mashlem the fast on Tisha B'Av Nidcha Mepnei Sheyom Tev Shelohu. That is the Loshon of the Mechaber. The Mechaber is based on the Tur, and the Tur quotes the Shita of Rabbeinu Hayavitz, obviously one of the Rishonim. The Yavitz was Mechadish. Tisha B'Av Nidcha, a Baal Bris, Einoi Mashlim, he should daven Mincha Gedoyla, and after Mincha Gedoyla he could eat and drink and participate in the Suda of the Bris Mila, because that is his day, his personal day of Yom Tov. The Yavetz is based on a Gemara that we find in Erev in Memalaf or Medalaf. Omar Rabbi Elozer ben Tzodok, Pamachas, Chal Tisha B'Av B'Yom HaShabbos, Vidachinuhu La'achar HaShabbos, it was pushed off till after Shabbos, and we did not fast because I'm an ancestor of Sanav ben Binyamin, and the Asur B'Av is our Yom Tov, because the Asur B'Av is the day in which this family brought Korban Eitzim, and when a person brings a Korban to the Beis HaMikdash, that is a day of joy, a day of celebration, that is considered as a personal Yom Tov. So Rabbi Elozer ben Tzodok says in Erev in Daf Mem Aleph, when Tisha B'Av was Nidcha, we did not fast because that was our day to bring Korban Eitzim, Yom Tov Shiloh. It is from this passage in Eruvin that the Yavetz learned the same rule will apply to a Baal Bris, and that is the psak that we find in Shulchan Aruch. Some Gedolim reject this psak, including the Mogen Avraham Siv Kotan Yud Aleph, and he writes that the minig is to fast even on Tzomes Nidchim. And he quotes this opinion in the name of the Radbaz as well. Once again, one might argue, so what is the Machlokes? Maybe the Machlokes is, how do we define Tisha B'Av Nidcha? If it's merely Nidcha, the Iker day is Shabbos, but Yom Sunday is just a substitute for Shabbos, then it would be very reasonable to argue that we could be Maker more on Sunday than on Shabbos. However, if Asur B'Av in itself should have been a day of mourning and fasting, but Chazal preferred Tisha B'Av because that was the day in which the Beis Mikdash was actually torched, but when we can't fast on Shabbos, Asur B'Av steps in as a basic and essential day of mourning, then it would be more reasonable to be Machmar on Tisha B'Av Nidcha that everybody including about simcha, should be mashlim ditzav. So maybe this mechlekes is also dependent on the basic chikira we presented before. However, if this would be the interpretation of this mechlekes as well, then we would have a contradiction in the mechaber. Because from the previous two seifim, Tov Kuf Nun Aleph Seif Dalet, Tov Kuf Nun Dalet Seif Yutes, we proved that the shit of the mechaber is in accordance to the svar of the Turei Yevin. Asura B'Av is actually a day of mourning and fasting, so why would the Mechaber be Mekel in our case in accordance to the Shit of the Yavetz? And therefore, there is no real reason to be Toila this Machlokes as well in the above mentioned question. Because regardless of the basic interpretation, why Tisha B'Av is Nidcha, and how we define Tisha B'Av Nidcha, after all, Nidcha is Nidcha. And there is ample reason and room to argue that one could be Mekel Tisha B'Av Nidcha more than in the normal Tisha B'Av, which actually is on Tisha B'Av. After all, Nidcha is Nidcha, and we find additional halachas in which we are more Mekel by Tisha B'Av Nidcha than on a normal Tisha B'Av, which falls in the middle of the week. And therefore, there is no real reason to argue that this machlokes is mitlatalia in the above mentioned questions. Going back to the Etzem Shaila, the Mechaber is Mekel. The Magen Avraham brings the Shit of Delet Baz, and he writes that the Beniges to be Machmer. And the Yeshua's Yankov attacks the Magen Avraham, and he says, how could there be a minig against the halacha? Well, our minig is to adhere to the Shulchan Aruch, and he wonders, how could the Magen Avraham be chalek on the tour, quoting the Yavetz, these are the Rishonim, and we do not find anybody that's chalek on the Rishonim, and therefore the Yeshua's Yankov says, one should be noig in accordance to the Shulchan Aruch, and a Baal Bris could eat after Mincha Gedolah, after Chatzais, on a Tisha B'Av Nidcha. Well, does anybody reject the Shit of the Yavetz? Obviously, the Yavetz does. The other Yavetz. We actually are familiar with three different Yavetz. The first one was the great Talmud, the great disciple of Moshe Rabbeinu. Otniel ben Kenaz is, in various sources in Chazal, also called Yavetz. And then there's the Yavetz quoted by the Tur in our Sugya, one of the Rishonim. And then there's the famous She'ilas Yavetz of Yankov Emden. He was the son of the great Chacham Tzvi. So he signed his name Yavetz, which is an abbreviation of Yankov Ben Tzvi. And in Chacham Tzvi, Chelik Beis Simchov Gemeli deals with the same question, and he rejects entirely the Svar of the Yavetz, and the Tur, and the Shulchan Aruch. And his basic argument is, how could we be Medama, a Baal Bris, or a Chosen B'Yom Chuposai, to a person that brought a korban? When a person brings a korban, whether it's korban eitzim or another korban, the Mishnah says that that is considered as a yomtiv. That has a source in the Mishnah, which is actually based on psukim in the Navi. Navi that we find quoted by Chazal. However, the simcha of a Baal Bris or a Chosen B'Yom Chiposai is only a minhag, and therefore it is not similar at all. We can't be murchiach, we can't prove the halacha that a person could eat on a Tisha B'Av Nidcha from the Gemara Ne'ariv and Daf Mem Aleph, that was what Rabbi Elazar ben Tzadik testifies, what they did on their Yom Chag, which is the day they brought the Korban Eitzim. So actually the Yavetz is chalek on the Yavetz, and the Magen Avraham is not alone, but actually the Magen Avraham quotes the Radbaz, and the Radbaz is considered as one of the Kadmonim, and therefore there definitely are two different opinions regarding this question. But Bais Yosef explains the Yavetz. What is the basis to differentiate between the normal Tisha B'Av and Tisha B'Av Nidcha? That is the Gemara in Erev and Memalot. Because the Balazim and Tzodik says, once Tisha B'Av fell on Shabbos, that was pushed off to Sunday, and therefore we are on Sunday. So the Bais Yosef says from this formulation of the Gemara is Mashma, it is only because it was Nidcha that they could eat on that day. If it wouldn't be Nidcha, they wouldn't do so. Chuvas Maram Loblin Simit Tzodik Ches, he asks, well, what kind of a proof is that? The Gemara makes it very clear, it's actually a Mishnah in Tanis Chovov Amidalef, that the Yom Havoaz Korban Eitzim of son of Ben Binyamin was Asura Ba'av. So if Tisha B'Av wouldn't be Nitche, the question wouldn't be any question, because their day was Asura B'Av, and Asura B'Av isn't a day of fasting. So how could we prove from here that only Tisha B'Av Nitche there is room for leniency in this question? So the Maram Rablin writes back to the Shoyel and he says, don't think for a moment that the Beis Yosef oversaw a Mishnah Mefureshes in Tanis Avchavav. His argument is, why does the Baruch Metzudik have to emphasize the fact that Tisha B'Av fell on Shabbos and it was pushed off to Sunday? Why would that be relevant? Why couldn't he simply say, any person that Yom Tov Shelo falls on Tisha B'Av would be permitted to eat Tisha B'Av after Chatzos, after Mincha Gedolah? The fact that he emphasizes that Tisha B'Av fell on Shabbos and was put off to Motzei Shabbos proves that only in that case would there be room for leniency and to be meikel to eat on Tisha B'Av Nitche. So that is the Tosefes of Maram Lublin explaining the opinion of the Yavetz, which is actually Nifsak in Shulchan Aruch. The Mishnah Melech of Perek Vav of Hilchos Klei Amigdosh, the Rambam at the end of Perek Vav of Hilchos Klei Amigdosh, it's Halacha Tes, and once again in Halacha Yud, the Rambam writes that when a person brings Korban Eitzim, family or an individual, that is his Yom Tov, also behesped uvatanis, bedovaze minhag hu. And the Mishnah Melech asks, if it's merely a minhag, how could a minhag override a halacha? Tisha B'Av Nitche is basically a halacha. So how could a Yom Tov, which is merely a minhag, override Tisha B'Av Nitche? And how would it be mutar to eat and drink and violate the fast if it is only a minhag? Minchas Boruch, the Minchas Boruch was one of the great Gedolim in Litta. When the Chazon Ish quotes the Minchas Boruch, he quotes him with great admiration. He writes, Liboy hoyo kilev huari, hoyo mora de kule tanmuda. The Minchas Boruch is in a Pei Gimel, I think it's Anaf Gimel, the Minchas Boruch writes, because Tisha B'Av Nitche is a very easy tzom, and therefore even a minhag could push aside and override Tisha B'Av Nitche, which seems to be a strange svara. After all, it's a chiyuv. It's a basic halacha. How would a minhag override halacha? I do not want to go into the basic idea that we find twice in the Yerushalmi and many times in the Poskim, minhag mevatel halacha. That is a major discussion, and maybe we'll deal with it at some other time. However, basically, it's a svara lechoike, very unreasonable that a minhag would override a halacha. Yerias Shloima, one of the commentaries on the Rambam, he says that when the Rambam says dovezem minhagu, the Rambam means to say that the fact that Korban Eitzim was organized families, and each family had a chazakah on a certain day, that is the minhag, but not the halacha that is also behesped v'tavis. That is a halacha. But this interpretation doesn't seem to fit into the Rambam in Halacha Yud. In Halacha Tes, the Rambam writes that the minhag was that mishpochas had their chazakas on various days to bring the korban eitzim, and in the day they bring the korban eitzim, it's like a yom tov and they're also behesped betanis. So in Halacha Tes bedoichak, one could say when the Rambam writes at the end of the halacha doves aminagu, his kavona is not to the issur of hesped betanis, but rather to the basic idea that families had the chazakas on given days. But on Halacha Yud, the Rambam writes, V'chem yochet shemevi korban eitzim osa behesved v'tanis, and he once again says, dovez minhagu, and in this halacha, all he says is the issa of hesved v'tanis, and therefore, this interpretation, once again, is very unreasonable. My feeling would be, in accordance to a big chiddush that we find in the Rambam, Perish HaMishnah Rambam, and obviously, according to my interpretation, the Rambam goes to Shitosoi. Perasha Mishnah Masechet Rosh Hashanah, Perakalaf Mishnah Gimel, the Rambam writes, did the Jews actually fast on Dalat Soimis Bizman Ba'yashani? The Navi Zechariahu refers to Bayis Rishon, Chorban Bayis Rishon, when he says, Tzomer Aviv, Tzomer Chamishi, Tzomer Shvi, Tzomer Asari, Yehuda Beis Yisrael, Asosna, V'Simcha L'Moedim Toivim. So when we were Zaycha to Binyan Bayis Shani, did they still fast on those days? That Rambam writes, there definitely was no Chiyuv, because after all, they were Zaycha to a Beis HaMikdash, and to a Shlos HaShchina, and to bring them many Karbonas. So the Rambam has an interesting approach, and he writes, they did fast on Tisha B'Av, they did not fast on Asor HaBetavis, Shavuos HaBetamis, and some Gedaliah. So it is very clear in the Rambam, there was no Chiyuv, because the halachas of the Dalet Zoymis are the same dinim. There wasn't any Chiyuv, but they did fast on Tisha B'Av, and that was a minig. So when Abel Ozer ben Tzedek says, we brought a korb meitzim, and therefore we didn't fast on Tisha B'Av Nidcha, obviously that was towards the end of Bayis Sheni. Bayis Sheni Tisha B'Av was only a minag. Basically Tisha B'Av as a fast day was a minag, and therefore minag could override minag, because there was no chiyuv of Tisha B'Av b'zman Bayis Sheni, only a minag belvad, and that would be my understanding to reconcile the Rambam from the great kasha of the Mishnah Lamelach. Halacha Lamaisa, I was asked this year, I was asked many times in previous years, but this year once again, a chosn and a kalaga got married Thursday night. So the question was regarding the fast of Sunday. Especially our minig is, minig Ashkenaz, that a chosn and a kala fast beyond chupasa. So they had to fast on Thursday and fast once again on Sunday. It would be a bit difficult, 2 days so close one to another. So on which of the two tzaymis could they, if they could, be makel? First of all, the Ritva brings Tanis Daf Chav Tes. Some gedolim, some rishonim, that maintain that a chosn b'chal is not mechuyev in dalet tzaymis b'shivas yemei mishteh, because shivas yemei mishteh is a regal, is a yamtiv, and in yamtiv pushes aside Avelis. There is no Avelis in Yom Tov, and Shivas Yemei Mishteh is like regarding the Chosn and the Kala like a Yom Tov, and therefore there is no Avelis. But the Ritva rejects that opinion, and most of the Poiskim accept the ruling of the Ritva that a Chosn and a Kala do have to fast even betoch Shivas Yemei Mishteh. However, Tzoyim Nidcha would be different, and that is the Yavetz that we just learned. The Yavetz says, Tzoyim Nidcha, a Baal Bris could eat after Mincha Gedolah. The Magen Avraham says, Chosn B'Yom Chuposo basically has the same din of a Baal Bris. However, the Magen Avraham brings the Radbaz, that our minig is, that he does fast, even Tzoyim Nidcha. And he also writes an additional Chumra. It is only Yom Chuposoi, Shivas Yemei Mishteh. Everybody would agree that he's Mechuyev Bitzah. The Mishnah Berurah quotes the Magen Avraham, Tavkuf Nun Tes, Magen Avraham Sifkot Yud Aleph, Mishnah Berurah Sifkot Lamed Hei. However, in Shaar Tzion, he is Mefakbet. And he brings in the name of Pischi Tshuva. It's not the Pischi Tshuva that we find in Shulchan Aruch HaDei, but another Sefer. Quotes Shalas Tshuva's Beis Yehuda. His argument is, why would there be a difference between Yom Chuposoi and Shivas Yemei Mishteh? Regarding Dini Avelis, Shivas Yemei Mishteh are the same as Shivas Yemei Achag, and therefore the Beis Yehuda argues that a chosn could be makel in Tzoyim Nidcha b'kol Shivas Yemei Mishteh and not only on Yom Chuposoi b'lvad. So my psak to this young couple was, if they have an easy time fasting, they should fast the entire day, because that is the opinion of the Magen Avraham and quoted by the Mishnah Berurah Halacha Lamaisa. If they have difficulty fasting, they definitely could be makel la'achar chatzos la'achar mincha gedolah, in accordance to the opinion of the Beis Yehuda quoted by the Pischi Tshuva, and especially that the Mishnah Berurah actually agrees to this argument in Shaar Tzion, as we mentioned. Especially if there are some Rishonim that maintain that Bechlal Chosn and Kala Shivas Yemei Mishteh Potam and Atzam, it is not only some Rishonim, even some of the Achronim have that opinion, Beis Meir Simen Tov Kuf Nun Tes Biragro Simen Tov Kuf Pei Vav. And therefore, b'shas etchak, if they have difficulty fasting, yesh makom lahakel. But what is clear to me that it would be far more easier to be makel on the fast of Yom Kippur than on Tisha B'av or Shavuos B'Tammuz Nidche, because Chosam Yom Kippur is only a minig. It is minig Ashkenaz. In most Sephardic Yiddish, this minig was unknown. The Ramo brings this minig twice in Shulchan Aruch. Tov Kufayin Gimel Sif Aleph in Shulchan Aruch. Orachayim Simen Samach Aleph Sif Aleph Shulchan Aruch Eben Ezer. But because it is only a minag, if the Chosam Akala do want to fast on Shavuos B'Tammuz, I would prefer that they only do a half day of fast on Yom Kippur to enable them to be maslam the tzayim on Shavuos B'Tammuz Nidche. So that was basically my psak for this young couple. We have just entered the 3 weeks, Yemei Bein HaMetzori. The Navi Yirmiyahu of all Navi Yisrael, he was the Navi of the Chorban. It was his mission to accompany the people in the most difficult times, times of tragedy and desperation. And the Navi Yirmiyahu, ba'ahava uvechemla, was together with his brethren on the way to Babel, being expelled from Eretz Yisrael with such terrible bloodshed, pain, suffering, and tragedy. The first nevuah that Yirmiyahu sees in Perek Aleph of Navi Yirmiyahu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Ma ata ro'eh? And he responds, Makel shaked, ani ro'eh. Yerushalmi, Masechet Tanis Chof Gimel Amud Aleph, the Yerushalmi says, Makel shaked is a remez to Yemei HaChurban. Yemei HaChanota of Shkedim, of an almond tree, is 21 days, and that is Keneged, 21 days of Shebein, Shavuos B'Tammuz L'Tisha B'Av. Those are the 21 days of Makel Shoked. So if Makel Shoked is a remez, Libi Yomali, that maybe it is additional remez as well. Because in Masechet Maasos, Perek Aleph Mishnah Hei, the Mishnah says that Shkedim are bitter. Twice in Shas, Erev and Chof Ches, Chul and Chof Hei, the Gemara says, Yochal HaMatkon Al Yedei Ur. They could be sweetened by fire. HaKodesh Baruch Hu tells Yirmiyahu, it is your mission and your destiny to be with Klal Yisrael in these most tragic of times, but I want to give you a remez. Yochal HaMatkon Al Yedei Or. The Golos could be sweetened by fire. Fire indicates Torah. Halekoi Devorei Ke'esh Na'um Hashem. Torah is Nimshol Le'esh. Yochal HaMatkon Al Yedei Or. The Golos could be sweetened by Torah. When the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, the Shechinah didn't go back up to the heavens, but rather, Gal Sola, Labot HaKnesiyas, Labot HaMedrashis. The Gemara says, Emigere Dav Choftes, Ve'eyo Lechem LeMikdash Ma'at B'kol HaMokom Asher Tavo Yerusham, Ue Labot HaKnesiyas, Labot HaMedrashis, Shebebova. Every Beis Medrash, every Beis Knesses, every Yeshiva, every Koyol is a Mikdash Ma'at, is a lesser Beis HaMikdash. And it is there, in those houses of Torah, of Tefillah, that the Shechinah is Shairah. So the Golos could be sweetened in a way by Torah, by the Dveikus in Torah, and every house of Torah, every house of Avodah, is in a way a Beis HaMikdash. Tisha B'Av by night, we will all be sitting on the floor and saying Megillas Echo. Of all the kinnis, we say Megillas Echo is the most significant, the most basic. according to Chazal, this Megillah was written by the Navi Yirmiyahu himself. And Megillah Seichel laments the Chorban Beis Hamikdash, but Perek Gimel of Megillah Seichel is unique in its form, in its language. The Navi turns on himself and he says, Ani Agever Ro'oni B'Shevet Evrosai. He laments his own ill fortune. His pain, his personal suffering and tragedy, and the difficulty to see the pain of his brethren, of his people. And this is a Perek expressing terrible despair. Ani Agever Ro'oni B'Shevet Evrosai. Oisi Sam Lamatoro Lechaitz. The first 20 psukim express despair, hopelessness, and then on Posik Chof Aleph, Zois Oshiv Elibi Al Kain Ochil Lo Chadoshim Livakorim Rabo Emuno Secho. It is from Posek Chof Aleph, Zoiso Shevelibi Alken Oichem Loi, that the Navi seems to find new strength and new hope. And from this Posek till the end of the Perek, all the psukim are psukim of hope, of emunah, of betochen, and of total confidence in the rebuilding of Klal Yisrael, in renewing the bond between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and His beloved children. So what causes this total transformation in mood of Perek Gimel of Megillah Seichel? Chazal say in Midrash, Zois Oshiv Elibi is a remez to the Pasuk, Zois HaToyra Odom Kiyomus Ba'oil. In times of despair, in times of sorrow, of mourning, of tragedy, our chizik is only in Torah. And Torah is what gives us emunah and faith and hope in our future. When Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, at the time of the Chorban, finally meets Aspasianus Caesar, and Aspasianus tells Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, the great Tana, ask for a wish and I will fulfill your request. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai says, Tenli Yavna V'Chachomeho. And some other Tanoim of his time were unhappy with his response. They argued, he should have asked for it all. He should have asked us the Aspasianus to spare the Beis Hamikdash. Obviously, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai knew, Beruach Kodesh, I know, that is something he will not be granted. What does he ask for? Yavna V'Chachomeho. It is only Yavna V'Chachomeho that could guarantee the future of Klal Yisrael. When the Beis Hamikdash was lost, Kahuna wasn't that relevant as it was. Nesius would no longer have the power and the glory that it had. The only thing that could guarantee the Kiyum of Klal Yisrael Begalus is Torah. Harbatzas Torah, Talmud Torah, greatness of Torah, Yavna V'Chachomeho. That is the key to our future. Zois Oshiv Elibi Alkein Ochil Lo. Makel Shokeid Anirue. Almonds are bitter. Yochol Hamatkon Al Yedei Ha'ur. And it is not only regarding the tragedy of the nation, of the people of Klal Yisrael B'Chorban Beis Hamikdash, also in times of personal trials and tribulations, in times of personal despair. In Sanhedrin Daf Samaches, we recall this famous passage in which Rabbi Akiva and his friends come to visit Rabbi Eliezer ben Horkanus, the great Tana Rabbi Eliezer. And Rabbi Eliezer is angry with them and he asks, Adat olam aloibosam, where were you up today? They came to visit him when he was ill. And they say, Lo hayalanu pnai, we couldn't make it, we didn't have time. And that obviously was a blunder. And Rabbi Lezer says, Tamei ani im tamusu misas atzmachem, I wonder whether any of you will be zeicher to a natural death. Ultimately, they were all haruge malchus. Rabbi Kiva was a disciple of Rabbi Eliezer, and he did learn his Torah more than the others, and he asks, Shalimahu? And Rabbi Eliezer angrily responds, Shalcha kosher mishalohem. And ultimately, as we all know, Rabbi Kiva perished. The hands of the Romans soku besorei b'masreika shalbazo. That's the end of the story, as told in Sanhedrin of Samaches. However, in the Zayar, there's an addition to the story. And in the Zayar, it is said, after the Bekiva hears this terrible predicament, this terrible prophecy, Shalcha Kasha Mishalohem, how does the Bekiva respond? Rabbi Kiva says, Rabbi, Oilaflon, Oilaiso. Rabbi, please teach us Torah. And then Rabbi Eliezer starts teaching Shir HaShirim. A fire comes down from heaven. It encircles Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Eliezer, only the two of them, excluding all the other great Tanuim that were present at the time. And when that fire subsides, Rabbi Eliezer ben Horkanus Ole B'Sa'ara HaShamayim. That is the story as it unfolds in the Zohar. So the point I see in this story, besides many other points that we could elaborate on, how does Rabbi Kiva respond when he hears this sad, terrible, tragic prophecy? Tamei ani im tamusu misas atzmachem shalcha kashem mishalehem. So, what do we have left to do? Rabbi Oilaflon Elisa teaches Torah. We don't know how much time we have, but as much as we do have, let's make the best of it. Let's learn Torah. And when we learn Torah, we are elevated to higher spheres of spirituality, of the Dveikus and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when all our pains and troubles and worries are alleviated. Oilef lon oilaiso. As individuals and as a people, Zois oshiv elibi, Zois atoiro odom kiyomes biyoyo. And it is so fitting that this remez is dafkin this posik. Even in times of death and destruction, Zeis HaToyro. And that is what the Navi says, Zeis Oshiv Elibi Al Kain Oichel Loi. So on these days of mourning, of sorrow, of fasting, of Avelus, Toyro is our salvation, it is our hope, it is our strength. Zeis Oshiv Elibi Al Kain Oichel Loi. Yerosim, we should be zeicher b'korah b'yameinu in the schus of Migdash HaMa'at Bota Knesis and Bota Medrosh Shebabobal Shebiyatzah. So we should be zeicher b'korah to binyan Beis HaMikdash and Bias Moshiach Tzidkenu b'mheirov yomeinu. Amen.